Waka. Hello, I'm Bea Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. Hello and welcome back to Buried on the Tundra Season 4. I have a few updates before we jump into Ikchinox. First, justice for Fred Lee. Again, I'm going to say it in the beginning of any episode until they have enough money to get a private investigator and start to get answers. Right now, they have about $3,865 on their GoFundMe. I will share those links on the website and on our Facebook page for you. Please consider donating. Even the smallest amount could help them. The second thing that did occur while we were on break was a new person has come into the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Investigator. Lonnie Piscoa was named the new investigator, and he has started to look into the Arnoldine Simone Hill case. If you don't remember, Arnoldine was a 26-year-old woman from Hooper Bay whose body was found along the Parks Highway in January of 2021. It is still unsolved. Hopefully, with Lonnie in this position, we will get some answers soon. So today's episode is Ikchinox, Little People. At least that's as good as I can pronounce it with my Gusick tongue. I would like to give a huge amount of credit to UAF's book titled Ikchinox, Other Than Human Persons. It's by Alice Reardon, Mary Mead, Mark John, and Anne Finnup Royan. UAF is currently selling this book online. If you're interested in more stories about Ikchinox, this book is awesome. I'll share the link on the blog for this episode, and if I can link it into the description, I will as well. Ikchinox are commonly called the Little People, which, as a Gusick, brings up imagery of leprechauns or fairies. But in the Yupik folklore, the little people are about 2 to 3 feet tall, and they could possibly glow. They also have the ability to shapeshift into all of the other animals on the tundra or in the ocean. Interacting with an Ikchinox can cause people's perception of time to be very distorted. Going with an Ikchinox and staying the night can be more than just that one night. It could be almost a year. Similar to fairies, Ikchinox prefer hills or mountainous areas to stay. Few stories include the Ikchinox bringing humans into their underground gaziak. This is a men's house. When in the gaziak, there's 3 doors out of it. The upper door that leads to the sky, the lower door that keeps you underground, and the middle door that leads you back to Earth. Ikchinox have rules and respect that have to be paid to them by the humans who share their land. Also, if you take a tool or a piece of clothes from the Ikchinox, it can bring you good luck. The little people also can tell the future of deaths and disasters, and it is said if you hear stomping of the little people, it's a sign that someone is about to die. On May 31st, 2008, it was reported that a man from Marshall had found a boy alone in the marsh. The boy was disoriented, dazed, and confused. The man had recognized the boy and took him to his home. The next day, the boy said he was brought into a local mountain, where he was questioned and saw other little beings. He also said that he had met a girl there that had been abducted 40 years before. The Ichtynox released him after that, and shortly afterwards, the man from Marshall found him. In Tuxuk Bay, there are stories of the Kuzyaks of the Ichtynox in the mountains, and that the Ichtynox used to take on the shape of a dark killer whale to come into the bay and then go back to their Kuzyak. And also during winter, there would be footprints and sled tracks going back up into the mountains when no one else had been out. To you, one of the stories from the book Ichtynox. The story is called A Boy Who Had a Parka Made of Different Bird Skins. It is told by Elsie Tommy of Anchorage on February 10th, 2010. There was also a boy who had a parka made of different types of bird skins. He had a parka made of long-tailed duck skins, common scooter skins, greater scop skins. While he was shooting arrows behind his home, up behind their place inland, just shooting arrows and hunting small birds, he came upon two men. He didn't recognize these two men. One took him by the shoulder and said, "I'm going to undress you and put down your weapons, your bow." Then he sat him down. Then he removed his garment, and the other watched. When he removed his parka, he turned it inside out and spread it out and looked at it, turning it over periodically. Then the other told his partner, "What are you going to do to him?" His partner said to him, "You will see that he has too many relatives. It's not good for us to bring him home with us." He told him that he wasn't good to bring home with them. "If his relatives search for him, we will be in trouble." His parka with the different types of bird skins, the Ichtynox considered them to represent his relatives. After turning his parka inside out and putting it on, the other told him to leave to wherever he wanted. Evidently, he would become a good hunter. Fur animals were readily available to him out in the wilderness. They say they would refer to him as a person who was good at catching animals. Again, Ichtynox, other than human persons, the book is amazing. It is in both English and Yucatan, in parts of it, especially the storytelling parts. So please, if you do not have a copy, go get a copy of this book. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. Next week, we're going to look at the death of Maria White. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.